Planet warning, this is not a drill. The catastrophic air attack on Pearl Harbor catapulted the United States into World War II. Now we're facing other catastrophic changes, such as the undermining of our democracy. This is Judy Lubow for Planet Warning. It's common knowledge that personnel from the federal government and the military go back and forth between their federal employment and working for federal contractors. One such contractor involved in this Chinese fire drill is the little-known but very influential SAIC, an intelligence and defense specialist. According to Vanity Fair, SAIC has been awarded more government contracts than any other private company. It is also very well connected, having on its payroll, at one time or another, such powerful people as a former Undersecretary of Energy, several former or soon-to-be CIA directors, and the admiral who led the development of the Polaris submarine. One of the problems from this revolving door is that failure, incompetence, and even criminal behavior doesn't seem to matter. Several of SAIC's biggest projects, including the creation of sensitive computer systems for the National Security Administration and the FBI, have been egregious failures. But SAIC keeps getting hired for more contracts. And guess what? It doesn't look like the contract pipeline will stop anytime soon. George W. Bush's, and now Obama's, Secretary of Defense, Robert M. Gates, happens to be a former member of SAIC's Board of Directors. If you are concerned about the incestuous relationship between federal contractors and the U.S. government, you can learn more about this issue by going to the website thisisnotadrillradio.com. This is Judy Lubow for Planet Warning.